Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District, great hero to so many of us. Let me start by saying presidential politics is coming up, and we see it virtually every day. I'm troubled by one thing, and I wondered if you'd check in on it. Donald Trump could only be regarded as being in a state of denial to some degree. He says things. He says, I didn't say that. You know, I saw something. I saw people, you know, in New Jersey when the towers came down clapping, and the New York Times can't find any evidence of it, and nobody else can also. And people then say, I love Trump because he speaks his mind. It's not what he says, but because he speaks his mind. I wonder if you'd react to that.
Yeah, I mean, if he speaks his mind, it's filled with hate. It's filled with division. It's so polarizing what he says, and it's so destructive. You know, we need leaders that are going to bring, you know, our country together, not tear it apart. And the things he's been saying, about that are not based on fact, but are just designed to incite people. And I think that's just destructive. There's nothing positive about it. And maybe he's entertaining, for some people. I'm looking for somebody to be president, who's going to be the president of all people in this country, who's going to, lead the way to a less violent, less chaotic, more tolerant world. And I watch him, and I shake my head with disgust. Quite frankly, I'm hoping that this Trump phenomenon is short-lived, and it doesn't really reflect a large segment of the American population. But it's pretty depressing to watch.
So could he be president of the United States? I mean, in other words, real politic. There are a lot of people who like him. They say they like him. He's leading in the polls in the Republican primaries. And some of his opponents, in my mind, are even more conservative than he is on so many things. So Jim McGovern, you're an expert on politics. Yes, you are. Could he, A, win the primary, and B, could he become elected president of the United States? After all, he's a TV star and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything's possible. I mean, and he's leading in all the polls in terms of the, in terms of the Republican primaries right now. So, I mean, the idea that he could be the Republican nominee, I think, is a real possibility. I mean, based on the polls, and every time I think he says something that is so outrageous that I think people will walk away. He seems to continue to bolster his his standing within the Republican with Republican voters. Now, how that plays in a general election if he's the nominee. I hope that people will reject his intolerance and his narrow-mindedness, but you can't take anything for granted. I think what we have to do is, those of us who have a different view need to make sure that we make clear, what that alternative view is and why what he's offering is not good for the country.
So, what does it say about us that a guy like this can do so well? In other words, what does it say? Does it say that we are not a learned society, that we don't study, that we don't remember history, that politics are just too easy to eschew and to stay away from until we want to check in because some guy's a TV star? I mean, what does it say about us?
Well, look, I think it's easy to whip people up into a frenzy. I think it's easy to appeal to fear and to make people scared. He's not the first person in our history to do that. And he knows how to do it, and he's raised it to an art form. Whether his scare tactics have staying power, we'll have to see. But look, our politics, have become, I think pretty superficial in many respects. I was watching a news program this morning, and they were talking about the presidential race, and nobody really talked about any issues. Nobody talked about who's going to get the economy going again, or what's the, what are the differences and how we deal with ISIS, or what are the, what's the what are their real positions on climate change and on energy. Instead, it was it was about performance. It was about polls. It was about the size of crowds and yeah, those are all interesting things. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure we elect a president who stands for something that we all think is good for our country and good for the world. And we seem to not want to talk about issues, and we seem to want to talk more about superficial things. Then I think it makes it easier for someone like Trump to come in and be able to say what he says. I mean, I remember I heard him in an interview one time. He said, I want to repeal Obamacare, and they said, well, and repeal and put and replace it with what? He said something terrific. That was his answer. And the reporter said, wow, wasn't that a great answer? I couldn't get away with that kind of a answer to any question. And yet, they were saying, isn't it wonderful that how he's able just to kind of just brush off these difficult questions? Well, look, I want my president, whoever she or he is, to be able to answer difficult questions and to be able to have a vision, that is good for this country. And I see some of the people that show up to his rallies and, the hate and some of the commentary, after he speaks is really frightening to me. He's appealing to the worst in America, not the best. And I want somebody who's going to appeal to the best.
So let's get specific. You got two Democratic candidates way up ahead. You actually got three, but two of them are ahead. For a while there, it looked like Bernie Sanders was making inroads. Doesn't look that way to me right now. What do you think of it?
Yeah, look, I know Bernie. I like him. He's a good friend, and I'm glad he's in the race because I think he's I think he's offering some really good substantive policies, and I think he's moving Hillary to the left a little bit, which I think is a good thing. I've known Hillary for a long, long time. I'm a fan. I think she'd be a great president. I don't agree with her on every single issue, but I believe that she has what it takes to lead this country during a very difficult time. But I contrast the debates that the Democrats have had with the debates the Republicans have had. I think Hillary and Bernie have been very substantive in their answers and in their presentations. We've actually learned things, and they've actually delved into policy. The Republicans, it's who has the best soundbite, who can say the most outrageous thing, and I think there's a contrast there. And I think as a Democrat, I'm proud that that at least I feel that in my party that that they're taking this seriously, and this is not, an episode of The Apprentice. This is actually a serious, effort to try to talk about issues and to win the presidency that way. And so I feel that we're in good shape. I'm with Hillary, and if she's the nominee, I'm going to work my heart out for her, and I think she'll be a great president.
It's always great to talk to our friend Jim McGovern. Jim, you're very generous with your time and your honesty and coming on and spending all this time with us. So we thank you so much for doing it.
All right. My pleasure. Great to be with you.